Good morning and welcome to our Monday Manna podcast. I find it interesting that in our world of communication that 7% of our words are what's heard. 38% of our tone is heard. Well, that leaves 55%. So what is that other 55%? That other 55% is our body language. So oftentimes it may not necessarily be that you're saying the wrong thing. It's just how you're saying it, right? So that's what I want to talk more about today as we start into Proverbs chapter 15. But first, let's pray. Father, as we join together today and we seek you, we want to hear from you today. You know that we don't always say the things that are important to say the right way. And so, Lord, you have a clear pathway for us to both have the instruction for what you long for us, that you are actually desiring to shape in us, but also, Lord, the way to correct us. Oh, that we would be responsive to reproof in our lives and to receive it and allow it to reshape us to be more like you. Lord, thank you for our time today as I ask that you would bless it for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. So communication, obviously, is more than just words. Proverbs chapter 15 is an awesome chapter that is all about how to be effective communicators, or in essence, what is good communication versus poor communication. And it starts off with, of course, the foundational verse, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. I cannot tell you how many times I have shared that in marriage counseling, that our response is our responsibility, that oftentimes when our spouse is speaking harshly to us, they're communicating something, but it's not necessarily the thing that they're saying at that moment. And so we've got to see through that cloud of, if you will, anger. And it's not just in marriage. It's in raising children, in our families, in our in-laws to keep them from becoming outlaws. It's with our neighbors. And I'm not talking about just our next-door neighbors, though I am speaking about that. I'm also talking about those who would be our neighbors, those that we come in contact with every day, whether at work or at the grocery store or getting gas, whatever it may be, people that we run into, is that there's communication. And so how is that communication communicated? And so we can allow the difficulty of a day to build and, if you will, just to be heaped upon us. And oftentimes we think we're managing it, and in reality, it's managing us. And so sometimes we get to a place where we're sharp with our tones and even with our body language, as opposed to considering the way in which we ought to speak, the way in which we want to speak. And it's like, why did I just snap at that person? Why did I just respond the way in which I did? And so part of that is just to recognize that the life happens, and it's like, so how do I respond to that life that's happening? Well, I respond by correcting those things with the truth of what God's word says. And so that's why I believe that in relationships, from marriage to parenting to families to in-laws to neighbors, that we let the word of God redirect our days. And a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A harsh word, I find, is interesting, that no matter what type of communication we're having with somebody, is if we speak harshly to someone, it's going to stir up anger. And so typically the response we're going to get is anger. And so when you multiply anger, where one person speaks angrily, and then another one speaks angrily, and then another response comes back, and all of a sudden you're not talking about the conversation, you're thinking about the next thing you're going to say, and or potentially interrupt that other person with, which is even worse, because then it shows that we're not listening at all. But the goal is to allow God's word to say, just hold on. It's a gentle answer. It's a soft answer that turns away wrath. Because I believe that what this is speaking to is the multiplicity of anger. Because when there's a harsh word that stirs up anger, then it stirs again and it stirs again. And eventually what we get is, when we multiply all of that together, we get wrath. We get a lot of heartache, a lot of things that are said that are damaging, and hearts are wounded. When in fact we have the opportunity to be able to respond, recognizing that there's something about that day that person has had, or that life as it may be, that what they need to hear is they need to hear that someone cares for them. And so the softer the answer becomes. But the answer is not just softness in terms of tone, though it is. It's also in our body language. Are we defensive? Are we posturing for the next word that might be angry? Or are we softening to a place where I'm here for you? I want to listen to what's happening, because typically there's more that's going on behind the scenes than what we're getting in front of us. And so it's like, man, that's the way that the Lord sees through all of our junk, if you will, that we have when life hasn't gone well and we're snapping and we're biting it. And the Lord is just saying, hey, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn of me. Oh, learn of Christ. The more that we come to him, the more that we learn of him, that we recognize he is gentle, and his desire is to shape that gentleness in us. I love what it says in Ephesians chapter 4, as Paul is writing to the new believers. And he says this, he says, let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up. Is my response going to be for building up that person? Am I going to take the time to consider, I don't know what's happening in your day today, but I don't think that the way that you just said that is really what your heart is. I don't know what's happened. Can I pray for you? Oh, what a great opportunity to pray, right? To change the atmosphere of the conversation. But it just says, man, this is who you are to me. I want to build you up. I want to be careful about what I say to you. I want to be careful in my speech when I come to somebody, if I need to talk to them, and how am I coming to them? But it says, let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up, as fits the occasion. Does it fit the occasion or not? That it may give grace to those who hear. Even though someone might speak to me harshly, am I responding with grace? And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, of whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, all those things of anger, along with all malice, I intend to hurt you. Let those be put away from you. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another in God, as God in Christ forgave you. So be kind to one another, tenderhearted. The kindness and tenderheartedness comes from forgiving one another as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. See, I cherish my forgiveness. And so because I cherish that forgiveness, I recognize that others need that forgiveness too. And so I speak the truth to them, but I do it in love. So we'll get further next week in Proverbs chapter 15. God bless you all. And remember, it's a gentle answer that turns away wrath. God bless you, and thanks for joining me today.